You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I just want to hold Mrs. Claus face down in a bowl of eggnog till the bubbles stop coming to the surface. It's Christmas shopping. Basically this, women don't know how to shop for us men. I mean, what does your average guy get for Christmas? Couple of ties, bottle of Acrobelver, Old Spice, maybe a pack of underwear and socks. Excuse me, Crisp Kringle, but that's the best you can do? First of all, if you're going shopping for a real man, you don't go to the mall. That's a bunch of sissy, stupid, girly gifts. You go shopping for a real man, you got three choices. Hardware store, auto parts store, liquor store. I mean, what man wouldn't get misty-eyed opening up a cordless, high-torquing power drill with keyless Chuck on Christmas morning? What man wouldn't well up with emotion opening up his truck bed liner on Christmas? And if you're not sure what kind of power tool or truck accessory your man need, you can always play it safe, buy him lumber. But hey, let me give you a warning. If you're going to do it right, you got to be careful anyhow. Because see, hardware stores and auto parts stores at Christmas load up on some wussy gifts. You could go to the right place to shop and still end up with the wrong gift. See, let's say your man's tearing open his gift and you say, I found it at the auto parts store. Well, he's going to get all excited and then he rips open a lemon-scented car deodorizer shaped like the helmet of his favorite football team. You lose. Wake up, America! Here's a rule of thumb for buying for a real man, ladies. If the three wise men come to my house bearing gifts, they better be Paul Bunyan, Mr. Goodrich, and Jack Daniels. I'm Earl Pitch American. Pay it off.